Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Doc Who Pod. As always, I'm Josh, and with me is my co-host, Bradley Fuller.
Hello, hello.
Today, we are recording late. Bradley was just telling me he was pissed when he watched this and thought there was a Dalek in it. So this is going to be a very ill-informed review of the episode Rogue. Brad, I thought you could start us off in a sentence.
A sentence, not a word. Okay.
Yeah, in a sentence.
A pretty good, solid Doctor Who episode.
Okay, interesting. I think I'm going to sort of stick with you. I'm just going to say a pretty good filler episode, I think, is what I'd say.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
I think you mentioned this last week, but they are hyping every episode up so much, man.
I think that's the social media hype, though, isn't it? That's a thing that we didn't have back in the day when we watched this as kids. And when you see it now, you know, they just sort of drip feed little posts about episodes before they air each week. And that just gets everyone hyped a bit. And I think everyone's been a bit overhyped for this episode since it was announced anyway, because everyone saw the big announcement made about Jonathan Groff and everyone was like, oh, who is it? Is it just a new time agent? Is it a recast of Captain Jack? Is it River Song as a man? Who knows? But I think it was just a bit overhyped anyway, wasn't it? They all are, really.
But where did those rumours specifically come from? Because that's all I saw in the week leading up to this was, oh my God, like you said, it's Captain Jack or it's this or it's that, or they've recast or blah, 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 blah. And I follow Doctor Who Instagram and that's pretty much all I do. So I see the trailers occasionally and I get a little bit of that. So I'd sort of missed all of this hype, but I knew it was happening mainly from you and, you know, from some other places. What started it? Like, I never thought they were going to recast Captain Jack. Did you?
I didn't think they were going to recast him, but I know that they can't, I don't think they're going to ever bring him back. So I thought a recast wouldn't be out of the question. And I think a lot of it does come from, I think Russell T. Davis said, well, people seem to be doing interviews at the moment and saying things about episodes that make you get the hype. So like for this one, people saying, oh, Rogue is like a sort of person character that's going to change the Doctor's life. So it's like, right, well, what's he going to do to change his life? It's got to be pretty drastic. So then, I follow the Instagram, so you see drip feeds from that. I think just before, the day before, they posted about, they said, oh, they put something about like a love interest or something like that with the Doctor and Rogue. So you sort of got that idea. But I also follow accounts on Twitter and stuff who tweet, and you know what people are like on Twitter. They just grab onto anything, don't they? And to be fair, that's where I saw the male version of River One, and I kind of thought, yeah, that actually kind of does make a bit of sense, but clearly not.
let's talk about the Doctor and Rogue then. You mentioned love interest. What did you think? What did you think of Jonathan Groff? Is that his name?
Yeah, he's an American actor, isn't he? He's been on quite a lot of Broadway. I think he's been in Hamilton and a couple of other plays as well. Okay. I think he's a pretty good actor, to be fair, and I thought the chemistry between him and the Doctor was pretty good, pretty solid. I did just think it was a bit quick, like the sort of, I knew it was going to be a love interest, but I sort of felt it just didn't really develop, it just sort of got thrown in. They could have developed it a bit better, but yeah, I thought they had pretty good chemistry, two good actors.
I thought he was a bit, maybe wooden, I don't know, I thought he was quite boring. And again, I'm probably unfairly comparing him to Captain Jack, but that's sort of how they were advertising him. I don't know, I didn't feel he was very charismatic.
I know what you mean, but that's probably, I think that is because you're comparing him to Captain Jack. The only thing I'd say is the fact that he was played as a bounty hunter and he had a gun, but you never saw him kill anyone. You never really saw him do anything apart from walking around and stuff, really.
Right, I'm glad you brought that up. He's a bounty hunter. Yeah. He carries a gun. He kidnaps or kills or, you know, brings in people for money. That's in his DNA, right?
Yeah.
Why, at the end, does he sacrifice himself for Ruby?
Because he loves the Doctor, wants to save
his friend. But they met 10 fucking minutes ago.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's rushed.
It's
But then he
so.
knows, I guess he knows what who the doctor is now, and that's why when he does it, he says, "Find me," because he knows the doctor will find him.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I didn't think about Captain Jack, right? Until pretty much the end of the series where he's like fighting the Daleks. He's like, "You've made me a coward, Doctor." Like, that
Yeah.
is that's character development over the course of half a season. This is literally like half an hour of a little bit of flirting, and it just didn't work for me, I don't think.
Yeah, that is my only issue, the rushness of it. Like you say, Captain Jack had a few episodes beforehand. Can't remember when did we first see Captain Jack?
The gas mask one.
Is that it, the gas mask one. Then you see him in the Savine one at the end, don't you? And then you see him in the finale.
Yeah,
So he,
I think that's pretty much it, yeah.
yeah. So yeah, that is my thing. I think it is just rushed. I did like them together.
Right, okay,
I
so
like the scene in the ship as well. That was pretty good.
the scene in the ship with a bit of Kylie playing, yeah, all of that I
Yeah.
really, really liked.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a bigot, right?
Right.
But I'm not sure about the Doctor fancying Rogue. And I don't think it's
Why?
because they're gay. Maybe it is, but I don't think it is, right? Because there's, I don't know if you've seen it on Instagram or Twitter, but there's like a thing going around that's like, if you're upset by this, and then it's a photo of the Doctor and Rogue kissing. Then it said you should
Yeah.
also be upset at this. And it's like every time the Doctor's kissed someone in all of Doctor Who, right? And it's like,
What, like Captain Jack? He kisses Captain Jack, and Eccleston does, doesn't he?
he kisses like Rose, Martha, Kylie Minogue, you know, he kisses loads
Yeah,
of
most
people throughout
people,
his entire thing. Yeah.
yeah.
But it was never like, I'm trying to think of examples, right, of all the people that he's kissed. So Eccleston kisses Rose, but that's really more to save her life. And then David Tennant
Yeah.
doesn't kiss Rose until the end of season four, right? Maybe when
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
Cassandra, but that still doesn't count. Do you know what I mean? He doesn't kiss
Oh,
Rose until the end of season four. River Song,
yeah.
right? How many episodes of Doctor Who did we get before Matt Smith fell in love with River Song? I think what I'm trying to say is like every time we've seen the Doctor kiss someone, it tends to be against his will. Do you know what I mean? The Doctor to me feels very asexual. Do you know, like, is this making
Yeah,
any
I would
sense?
agree with that. Yeah, I know what you mean. I know where you're coming from. Except for the River Stone one, I guess, because they do get married. So they are husband and wife,
But again,
technically.
that's
So,
not in the space of an episode. That's, we have
oh
David
no,
Tennant meet
that
her
goes on
and
for
not know.
series.
And that, exactly, like, that's a really organically built story, whereas this is just, it's almost like the Doctor sees him and just wants to fuck him. Do you know what I mean? And there's, and that would be,
Yeah.
I would have the
It's just
same
rushed, isn't
issue.
it?
Yeah, I'd have the same issue if it was a boy or a girl. I think I might be wrong,
Yeah.
I might just be homophobic, I don't know. But I didn't have a problem with Captain Jack and, you know, when he was kissing the Doctor and any of that. I just,
Yeah, but again, that's because we'd seen him a few times as well, and they developed some sort of like relationship.
I exactly, you'd
Like you
think
say,
so.
you have just he has just met him in this episode. Like they could have cropped him up a couple of times, like throughout the series, next series, maybe in the finale or something.
Exactly. Have him just popping up a few times. And I'm sorry, like, the most unexcusable thing for me is he is a bounty hunter. He should not be sacrificing himself for the Doctor. If he, like you said, if he genuinely thought the Doctor will come and find him, he'll think the Doctor will go
Yeah.
and find Ruby.
Yeah, that's a good point, to be fair.
I don't like it. You're a bounty hunter. You're supposed to be a little bit selfish and a little bit brutal, like Captain
That's
Jack
what I mean,
was.
though. There was not a single thing in that episode that made me think he was a bounty hunter.
No, exactly.
Nothing.
Exactly.
Was he
It
definitely a
felt,
bounty hunter?
yeah, he says he's a bounty hunter. It feels, and I think this is a real issue with this series as well, the character development just isn't there. Like, you don't
It is with
believe.
Ruby and the Doctor, I'd say, but
I,
not with
mate, I
others.
don't think it is.
But then Ruby, I guess, is a mystery, isn't she? I think there'll be a lot of that to come. But as a character, I think she has developed
I don't know. I think
much
she's
more so.
just
Think of the
been.
Chimbala as well. The development has been much better.
I think I don't, mate, I actually don't think I agree with you. I think Ruby's character is a lot better than what we've seen in The Chip and the Lyra, for example. But I don't think there's been any character development. Like when you think about her back in, the Goblins episode, what's really changed?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I do kind of see where you
She
mean.
was on the roof
As a
chasing those goblins. She's been that archetypal hero from day one, and she hasn't really grown. But I like her character. But same with the Doctor. Other than seeing him cry a few times, we haven't really seen what this Doctor's about. We haven't really seen the dynamic between the two of them. And I think I don't believe that this rogue character exists off screen. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
No, what do you mean exists off screen?
So think about like the Eccleston, the Tennant, every single era of Doctor Who, except for maybe the Chibnall era. You believe they were going off and having adventures and stuff, right? And I'm trying to put it into the, okay, so we just watched the Centauran stratagem, right?
Yeah.
Martha is now in unit doing her own thing. It feels like she's had a life off screen. Even when we cut back to Bernard Cribbins and her nan, it feels like they've been off doing things and are living a life. I didn't get that, and I don't think I've got this from any character this series.
Again, is that just because this is the first time you've seen Rogue? Those other characters you've mentioned, you've seen them multiple times. I think you've just not got used to him enough yet. You haven't seen enough of him.
Right, I'm bringing
And
it
he's
back
only been in one episode.
to the Centaurans one then. You've got the
Okay.
general and the lady from unit, right, that keep on saluting at the doctor.
Yeah.
All the way throughout that, you get little hints that maybe they fancy each other a little bit, maybe they've had an affair, and then they kiss at the end. And you're like, okay, something has happened in your life that's not this story. And there's little bits like that
Yeah,
throughout
yeah.
all of Doctor Who. And that, I just don't feel like that exists. And especially with Rogue, I even got it with these weird bird creatures, like the fact that they are infiltrating because they just like this is their Netflix. Do you know what I mean? Rather than watching it on TV, they go down and live it. They cosplay to destroy the world. That feels like this
Yeah.
might not be the first time they've done it, and they've done that a few times, and this is what they enjoy, and they know how to make drama and do this. Whereas Jonathan Groff was just standing there looking over the balcony. I don't know. He didn't feel like a real person.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I just think it's down to that you haven't seen enough of him, and he didn't do it. He didn't do, have a big enough role in this episode. Like, apart from the bit at the end, I thought was good, where he sacrificed himself for Ruby. If he hadn't done that, God, it'd have been pointless. Like, literally,
But that's
and it
not,
was purely just a love interest for the Doctor to be thrown in there.
but it's not his character. It doesn't make, there's nothing through. My dad's been out in Dubai, right? And I watched this episode with my dad, and it got to that
Right.
bit, and my dad looks at me and goes, oh, he's going to sacrifice himself, isn't he? And I genuinely went, no, why would he do that? He's a bounty hunter. He's not going to sacrifice himself. And he bloody
Yeah.
did. And it's like, oh, I don't know. I don't know. It just,
Also, at that point, had he met Ro Ruby at that point?
only when she was pretending to be the thing.
Yeah, he hadn't really, he didn't even really know Ruby. Why would you sacrifice yourself for someone you barely even know? Like, if he was doing it for the Doctor, it would make a bit more sense, but for Ruby,
Especially
that does
when
kind of
you're a
seem a bit
bounty
pointless.
hunter.
Yeah, especially when you're a bounty hunter. But
Okay,
then why
let's
did they
talk.
make him a bounty hunter? Like, what's the
Exactly.
point of him being a bounty hunter in this episode?
You could make it so that he's like a policeman or something. He's trying to do it for good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
These are war criminals that he's tracked down because he's trying to be a hero. Just have him be a good person. Don't make him be this cool,
Yeah.
edgy bounty hunter, you know?
Yeah, let's be fair. Don't try and make him like Captain Jack, because that's what everyone
Exactly.
thinks he is.
Exactly.
That's what.
Exactly. Okay, let's talk about the Ruby bit at the end then. I audibly groaned when it turned out she was just pretending to be one of those things.
Did you actually? I was actually quite shocked, to be fair, because
Really?
I don't feel like we've seen enough of Ruby for her to, apart from 73 Yards, where she the whole episode was hers, but again, she didn't really do a lot. apart from live her life and then do the bit at the end. She didn't do anything like physical or anything. And
Yeah.
I was quite surprised that she had the ability to like defeat an alien sort of thing. But I didn't think she would have the capability to do that quite yet. I don't think we've had enough from her to do that. And then she went and all of a sudden she'd done that and it wasn't actually her. Like, I was quite surprised.
She knocked an alien out by whacking its beak with a book. How dangerous can these aliens be if that's all it takes?
Yeah, true. You would have, that's what I mean, though. I would have thought they'd have killed her. Because I'm
Yeah,
pretty
but
sure. Well, they've killed quite a few other people in this episode.
they just kept on killing people. Exactly. There's the bit where it cuts away from her. Right, just before the fight, like when you initially think she's been killed, it cuts away and it shows the blue light, like it's been transforming everybody else. But then when it flashbacks, there's no blue
Yeah.
light. Like they perp, and I don't
I
like that.
really.
That's tricking us on purpose. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fake. That's faking it.
And then she
Yeah.
does a bit of dodgy fight choreography, whacks it with a book. And then there's another bit, right? When she's walking out the first time with her partner. She's doing the twitching thing that the birds are doing, you know, that weird naps necky thing and everything.
Oh,
How does she know to do that?
yeah, again, that I think that is a bit too far. And I've got to admit, I mean, I'm comparing this to back to Rose sort of thing. I don't know why I'm drawing back to Tooth and Claw. And you know when like Rose was on her own then. She didn't have the doctor at first when she was down in like the
Yeah.
down in the cellar. And she was like she was trying to sort of protect other people and that. And that felt like Rose, but I don't feel like this was Ruby.
Yeah, no,
Ruby,
I agree.
I don't see it yet. I don't think we've had that yet.
Actually, I
So
have just scrolled down in my notes, right? You know the bit where she's dancing at the
oh
beginning and he says
yeah.
it's he says something like it's a download, it's your earrings are giving you the moves, choreographed earrings or something.
Oh, so you think it's that then that helped her fight?
Well, he actually says don't get in a fight or don't something along those lines. So actually, okay, maybe she did
Okay,
manage to
that
fight
makes
one
sense
off.
then.
But it's still a
Okay, fair
stupid
enough.
fake out. And it's the second fake Ruby death we've had. Well, technically three, because she fake died in 73 yards as well.
Yeah. Made one in the last episode as well, didn't we?
What was the last
Dot and
episode?
Bubble? No, we didn't. Not in Dot and
No, she didn't
Bubble.
die in Dot and Bubble. I don't know, man. I
What was
don't
the
know.
one she did before then? Can't remember. I don't know.
Yeah, I just I don't know. There were a few things about this episode that I just didn't like.
I didn't. I just overall. I mean, like I say, it did feel like a Doctor Who episode. It felt like the plot felt good, kind of. But it just not enough happened for me. I don't know. Maybe this
I
is just
actually
where I draw
totally
far
agree
back
with that.
from
I think it
it.
felt quite Doctor Who-y. It felt like it was a nice place to be. Like if I don't know. I don't know. I'm with you. I don't think enough happened in it. And I think it was really overhyped. And this is technically the penultimate episode. And mate, we've only had eight episodes this series, or we're only having eight episodes this series. There shouldn't be room for boring stuff like this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. The other thing I feel as well is I don't really just feel like we've had a big threat that the Doctor's faced yet. And I might be saying this just because before we've jumped on this, I've read an article where Shuti Gatwas said basically, "What's the point of me being Doctor Who if I never face a Dalek?" Because there's rumours that they aren't going to bring the Daleks back for a while. And I'm
Right.
sitting there thinking, I can't imagine him facing a Dalek at the moment. I don't think he's there for that sort of threat yet. I don't know what he'd
That's
do. It just I know it'd be, you know, it's a doc any doc doctor can do anything. But him as the doctor, I just don't feel he's got that yet, you know?
fair enough. I can hear that. Let's go through it. Who's the biggest villain we've faced? We've seen Shooty face. It's probably Maestro, right?
Yeah, it's Maestro.
And
What did he do
technically,
in
he
that?
lost. Well, he technically lost. It was only
Yeah.
because Paul and
The Beatles.
John. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Good point. Yeah, can I
That's what
see
I
him going
mean.
up
He's
against the
not
Dark?
saving the day enough for me. And maybe it's because, again, like you say, we're 6 episodes in. Two of these 6 episodes, so a third of the episode so far, haven't even really involved the Doctor.
Let's just go through this. So we had the church on Ruby Road, the goblins, he saves the day, fair enough. He pulls the ship down with the gloves,
Yeah,
right?
that was solid. I rated that. That was solid.
Then it was Space Babies.
Yep, saved the day. Fair enough. That was him.
Yeah, okay, he
He
did
pressed the
he?
button and got him. Yeah, he pressed the button, didn't he? And on the airlock.
No, he stopped the airlock. They were gonna shoot it out.
Yeah, he saved the day.
Okay, fine.
Yeah,
Space
out him.
Babies. So Devil's Chord he doesn't.
Terrible episode, but yeah. Devil Squad, he
What
doesn't.
came after Devil's Chord? Boom.
Pardon? Boom,
Boom.
yeah.
That was really the
Boom was a
dad.
good episode, but he didn't really, yeah, he didn't have to save the day there, but he was good in that. I'll give him that. It's a great episode.
What was after
Dead in
Boom?
73 yards, waving in
Wow, is
it.
it really? Fucking hell.
Yeah. Then, is it on bubble straight after that?
Yeah, Dot and Bubble. Not really in it. And
Hey, really?
Ricky
Yeah, this
September
one.
sort of would have done everything the Doctor did anyway.
He wasn't in it. This is what I mean, though. You've had maybe this is just unlucky because it's his first season and he was still finishing his other stuff here. I don't think they probably shouldn't have started this series if he wasn't available, to be honest. Because
Agreed.
let's be fair, he's the main role. Why would you start the series without your main role being in a quarter of the episode straight away?
Agreed.
And I'd give him boot. Give him 73 yards. That was a good episode and a Doctor Light episode. There's nothing wrong with that. But to have 2 out of 8 episodes, I think, is quite excessive.
Mate, I don't mind having Doctor Light episodes, but the point of them is that they were filming 13 episodes a year. They were literally filming 24/7. Like, I think there's interviews of like David Tennant saying like we're working 250 days a year. And it's like, okay, that's actually pretty fucking mad. So you have to have Doctor Light episodes to fill the 13. But he's been in literally 6 episodes this year. That is madness. You're right. Don't start it unless you're ready to start it.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's my biggest issue at the moment, this series. Disappointing.
What did you think of the villains of the episode?
Again, I thought they were just pretty good standard Doctor Who villains, you know. They were there for a purpose, they served the purpose. I don't think they really had a massive threat. I like the fact that they could change into people and stuff and they were killing people, but that was just because they were killing humans. They didn't really have a threat towards the Doctor and Ruby, really.
Yeah, no.
But yeah,
I'm
I thought they
glad
were
you
okay.
said good though, because I'm sort of same as you. Like, I just thought, actually, bit of fun, really. They just want to have fun. They're not there to end the world. They are just there to have fun. Yeah,
Yeah.
I thought I
Did you
thought
know
it
as
was good.
well? Just a fun fact from Doctor Unleashed, whatever it's called. Apparently, this is the first time that they've had like a species of alien who look different. Like you think of like the pigs from a Manhattan One, they all look the same.
Okay,
These are like a
okay.
family of aliens. The Slovene are all the same.
Yeah.
This is like a family of aliens who all look different. So it was pretty interesting.
That is quite fun, actually. They
But
did.
in a bit, that feels like where the budget's been stretched a bit. They've got that extra money to develop it a bit.
See, I thought the costumes looked cheap as fuck. Like, in a good way, I thought it looked like
Did they?
classic on a budget, sort of. They've just got a really shit bird mask on.
I thought it looked pretty detailed. I thought it looked quite good.
Really? Isn't that funny? I thought, like, genuinely, when I was
Yeah.
watching this episode, I was like, this episode could be a 2008 episode for me. I was like, this actually, it feels like episode
Well, it
7
gave go in the
of the
fireplace, right?
classic series. Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean, episode 7?
Just like a middle of the series.
A
It's
middle of the
nothing
road, yeah.
exciting. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like a filler episode. I don't think I didn't
Yeah.
get Girl in the Fireplace vibes from it, to be fair. I was really worried I would.
Only because of the time period. The storyline was completely different, obviously, but the time period did.
Yeah, I don't know. What did the Doctor do with his spaceship? Is that now just sat in the middle of this Regency era
That is a good question. I wonder if we're going to find out. Or maybe at some point they will meet again and he'll drop him off to pick up his spaceship. I don't know. But
It was
yeah, that was a bit random.
just little things like that. I don't know. I don't know.
I think a nice touch instead of having a spaceship, although I did like the spaceship scene and you wouldn't have been able to do it without it. Imagine if he had a vortex manipulator or something. But
Yeah,
again, that would then be
exactly.
pushing too much towards Captain Jack.
True,
But we did
true.
have that in the Jodie era. We had that time agent, didn't we? That guy,
But
the
he was
bad
a
guy.
pretty good character that should have come back.
Was he there? I thought he didn't do anything. I can't remember him, but
No, he didn't do anything, but he was
just
just
went
a
around
little
shooting
bit
people, didn't he?
interesting. But that's interesting.
Yeah.
Have someone start out like that, and then in the series finale, after three or four episodes, then he sacrifices himself for Ruby. That's character development.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
I've just got a note here that says, when was the last time we had a deadlock seal?
Oh, that's a good question.
Feels like it's
A
been a
long time.
while, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's got to be, isn't it? Did we also see the psychic paper in this episode?
No, that was another note. He doesn't seem to be using it.
Yeah, but another thing I've thought about as well is he doesn't seem to use the sonic screwdriver much either.
I know, I
But do
think
you
that's a
know
shame. I think I really like this sonic screwdriver now.
what? I'm still not a fan of it, but I watched, funny enough, I was just watching a bit of TikTok before we jumped on. And there was a like a compilation video of David Tennant. You know, I love David Tennant, he is the best doctor.
Of course.
But there was like clips of him running around and stuff, and like he's running around in his long coat, pointing his sonic screwdriver out, and not really doing a lot, but it's good. Like, I enjoy that. It looks good, and you
I
just
do
don't
know what
see
you
TC doing that.
were. Like we,
But
you know,
imagine
I
being a
know I've.
kid, as a kid, I had a sonic screwdriver, David Tennant's one, and I used to run around the house trying to lock doors and stuff, like running
Of
around.
course you
That's it.
do.
That
Of
was
course
what
you
kids
do.
did, you know? And the
There's
doctor's
what.
not doing that anymore.
There's one bit in this Santarin episode that we watched because I literally just watched it before we jumped on this. And he's got his long coat
Yeah,
on and he
okay.
goes downstairs with clone Martha and he's holding it out like he's James Bond, checking the corners, like holding it like a gun.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's
I like
sick. I
that.
love that. Exactly. Because it's not Jodie Whittaker using it to do things. He just has it out. Like he's using it as a light or he's using it to track something. He's not using it to
Yeah,
work
he's
something
tracking
out.
something, isn't
Yeah,
he?
and that's fine. Like that's quite funny. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, you're right. Shoot, he's not using it much. But he's not using the psychic paper either because that hostess, whatever her name is, Susie from Torchwood, by the way, comes over and asks, who are you two? Perfect time to whip
Susie
out the
from Torchwood.
psychic paper.
Yeah, exactly. I'd agree with that. When what did you say, Susie from Torchwood?
The main lady, like the woman whose party it is, she plays Susie in
Yeah.
Torchwood.
Who's Susie in Torchwood?
She's the one that dies in the first episode. She's got the glove and she's going a bit crazy. She gets shot in the face.
Oh yeah, it is.
And then there's another episode in series two, and she comes back and they kill her again, and it's called They Keep Killing Susie. And now she's just died again in Doctor Who. So this actress has died three times in Doctor Who.
Oh dear.
Right, when the doctor first starts talking to Rogue about the brooding and all that sort of stuff on top of the balcony,
Yeah.
is that Bad Guy by Billie Eilish playing on the orchestra?
I would have to go back and check, but I'd be
You,
very surprised.
I swear to God, go and listen
Right.
to it, and then we'll come back on
Okay.
and you can tell me whether or not it's.
Whereabouts is it?
At the beginning, where he first goes over to meet Rogue and he goes up on the balcony.
Okay, all right, I'll have a quick look. Yeah, you're bang on, to be fair. I'm pretty sure it is. What I want to know is
Are
how you noticed that, because there's no way you heard that. I had to listen so
you
intently.
joking?
Listen, literally at first, I listened to it and I went, no, that's definitely not. Like, if anything, the first little bit sounds a bit like Donna's tune. You know, the tune that Donna has when
Okay,
she's
maybe. Yeah.
that starts off that, and then it gets into it, and you can hear the violin, and you
When
can
that
really hear it
violin
doing
goes,
it.
it's full on Billie Eilish. It's
Oh, where
mad.
did you find it? Did you see someone tweet about it?
Someone commented it on Instagram. Yeah, this isn't a my thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Funny enough, I just thought I'd have a little quick look on Twitter and shout out to Bonies underscore network on Twitter, whoever that, or X, whatever that is, who's tweeted a clip of it and says, in capital letters, why is the violin cover of Bad Guy playing in the background? What? This season of Doctor Who is crazy. So, yeah, it's not just you that's picked it up, all the person who commented.
No, Paddy's
It is a thing.
Miniatures is the one that I got it from. Proper, so odd though, isn't it? Like, how
Yeah,
they
well
must have
weird.
paid for that.
I don't know if they have. It's a instrumental version.
But you
They
still,
probably haven't had to.
that's a really, you don't reckon?
I don't know. Maybe you have to pay a little bit to get the tune in, but not singing or anything.
Just seems odd, doesn't
Maybe
it?
they're
Just
not.
seems really strange.
It's really weird though. But how have people even noticed that? That's
But
fair play.
right, and this comes back to my argument. They must have thought, right, okay, we need to give him this bad boy persona, right? So let's have bad guy playing. But he's not a bad guy.
No, he doesn't do anything in this episode that makes him look like a bad guy.
Anyway. I'm glad you heard it. So
Yeah, man, to be
strange.
fair.
So strange. Billie Eilish and Doctor Who. Who'd have thought we'd ever see the day?
Oh,
Speaking of
dear.
music, that Kylie Minogue bit, you mentioned it earlier, was absolutely brilliant. That was
Oh, yeah, the
properly
Doctor's
funny.
jokes in that
Yeah, that's a
bit.
good
Yeah,
use of the
his
sonic
little dance.
screwdriver as well.
Yeah, 100%. Fair
And
play.
then we get him humming the Willy Wonka tune as well, which I thought was brilliant.
Oh, that was good. I knew you'd love that bit. Is that when he's walking around the TARDIS or something?
Yeah, and he's singing,
He's
"Come
walking
with
around
me
somewhere.
and you'll be."
Yeah.
Loved it. Loved all of that.
That was class, to be fair. Quite little bits of this episode are coming back to
Oh, I just like, I want to make it
now.
very clear. I liked this episode. Like, this is a solid 6 or 7 for me. Like, I would happily rewatch this over a lot of Matt Smith and a lot of Jodie Whittaker episodes.
I've got to say, the more we've now talked about it, it's making me want to go and rewatch it. And the fact that I
Yeah,
always usually do a rewatch before we talk about this, and I haven't done that for this one, it's just making me want to watch it even more, to be fair.
it was a bit. Listen, I don't really like this whole period drama. I don't like Downton Abbey. I don't like Bridgerton. It doesn't really interest me very much. And I think they were
Yeah.
proper shoving it down our throats. There were like three different
Oh, the
Bridgerton
Bridgerton
references.
mentions. Yeah.
They literally advertised it as the Bridgerton episode.
Yeah.
We mentioned it last week with the whole, or the week before, with 73 Yards and calling for the election. And you have Boom came out in the middle of the Ukraine war. And now this has come out. And just as the new series of Bridgerton drops, like, is Russell
Is
T
it really?
Bridgerton dropped like last week or the week before.
I didn't know that, to be fair.
Is Russell T a
No.
time traveler?
Good question, to be fair. I have to ask him. Get him on the pod. Yeah, I don't know. That is a bit of a weird one. I think he could possibly get BM paid for these references, maybe. Maybe part of it. Who does Bridgerton? Netflix?
Netflix, I think, yeah.
So then what benefit is that? Because it's not Disney, it's not BBC.
I think it's just a very
I don't know
hyped
why you'd.
show. So if people Google Bridgerton, it's now going to bring up Doctor Who.
Yeah, I guess like Big Brother, that wasn't BBC. That was in, see, the first one, same as Weakest Link and stuff. They're just popular programs, aren't they, really?
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, it's just amazing timing. There's a lot of good social commentary going on this season that I quite like. I'm just not quite sure about the execution of it all yet.
Yeah, he's warming back into it, though, you know. This is Russell's first series back in God knows how long. Yeah, let's not be too harsh.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that. I have actually got a note here, and again, we probably should have rewatched this before we jumped in, but I was sort of complaining about the whole the doctor flirting and he's being too openly sexual. I do think that they weave it into the plot quite interestingly, though. And the fact there's one comment where, the doctor's like, we need to cause drama to attract them. And he's like, dance with me. And Jonathan Groff's like, well, why would us dancing cause any drama? Because he's obviously from the future and there's no, stigma against homosexuality or anything. And he doesn't realize that he's in the past and it's frowned upon. I thought that was brilliant. I thought that was some really, really good, a good bit of writing, actually.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, to be fair. That was pretty good.
But that is, I think, oh, we've got to talk about the doctor's faces.
I was going to say, there's a couple of things you've not mentioned yet that I was waiting for. This is one of them. But yeah, the doctor being scanned on the spaceship and going through the faces. You said there was a few there that you didn't.
So there were a few classic doctors, a few modern doctors. I've seen retrospectively that Richard E. Grant was there, but I didn't recognize him.
I
And I'm
can't
sure
remember if
there
I
were some
recognize
other
him, to be
faces
fair.
as well.
Do you think? Should we have a quick little rewatch?
I'm going to open it as
See
well.
who we've got.
There were definitely,
All
definitely some faces. And I was like, who's that? Who's that? Who's that? I might pause it here. Okay, so far on my screen, I've got David Tennant, Jodie Whittaker, and William Hartnell.
right. I'm just going through now, so yep. You see
And
those
then,
three. Then you've got Richard E. Grant.
see, I don't know that that's Richard E. Grant. That doesn't look like Richard E. Grant to me.
Wait, let me move him around a bit closer so I can see him. That is the one that people have been saying is Richard E. Grant.
Okay,
So I'm
do you
pretty
reckon it
sure that
is?
is.
I don't know,
Theories, I
man.
think it was back in 2004 or something, just before the Ninth Doctor. I think he played the Ninth Doctor technically. But yeah, I mean, all the pictures I've seen people releasing, I think it did look a little like him. But now I've seen it myself on the episode, it kind of does, kind of doesn't.
Should we keep going round? So then
Not
it's
too sure about that.
Tom
So it's Tom
Baker,
Baker.
War
There's the War
Doctor,
Doctor.
Peter Capaldi,
Capaldi, yeah. Eccleston.
Eccleston,
Matt
Smith.
Smith. Fugitive Doctor.
Fugitive Doctor.
Who's that after?
Is that
David
David
Tennant
Tennant
again?
again? Looks odd though, doesn't it?
Does look odd, doesn't
Is that him as the
look looks like his
15th
face, but
Doctor
not his
or
hair.
14th Doctor?
I think that looks less like the 14th Doctor, though. I don't think it does. And then who's the one after? The woman? Oh no, it's not the
No,
woman. That's
that's John Pertwee.
what's his name? Yeah, that's John Pertwee.
Number
He looked like
three.
a woman before he's gone round.
Then is it Colin Baker
then
and
that's
Pete Davidson? Pete
yeah,
Davidson? That's not
yeah.
right. What's his wife's
Can't
dad's name?
see. Yeah, Peter Davison. Yeah.
Peter Davidson. Is that the eighth
Then
Doctor
it's
with long hair?
yeah, that's the Eighth Doctor, John McGann.
Okay.
Oh, and then
Second Doctor, and then the one with the hat and the cricket and stuff. Is
yeah.
that it?
So we do know everyone then.
Does it come back on
Yeah.
again?
No, it doesn't come back, I don't think.
No, it doesn't come back. I don't know. I don't know that I'm convinced that that's Richard D. Grant's Doctor.
Well, that's what everyone's saying is. I think it's a weird one to just throw in, though. Like, I
But
feel like there's
also,
other incarnations that you could have
Richard
thrown
D.
in there.
Grant plays the Doctor twice, I think, because he plays it. You said
Yeah.
the animated show, didn't you?
Yeah, and then also another time.
Have you seen that
I
comic
don't know
relief
when that
bit?
is. No, have you?
Yeah, it's fucking brilliant. Stephen Moffat's written it. I'm sure we've talking about it, spoken about it on this show before. Stephen Moffat wrote it. It's got Richard E. Grant, Hugh Grant,
Rowan Atkinson.
Rowan Atkinson, Joanna Lumley, and the old guy from like Love Actually and stuff, Jim Broadbent. They're all the doctors. It's fucking brilliant. Please go and watch that after we've finished this.
All right, I might give it a watch. But yeah, it's a bit of a weird one to just throw in the middle, isn't it?
I think Russell's pissing me off this series.
Why?
I think he's overhyping the episodes, and I think he doesn't give a fuck about canon and lore anymore.
To be fair, that's been a bit thrown out there with the timeless child, hasn't it? You know, what who is the doctor really?
But
You
that's
know,
not
there could be,
even.
and there wasn't there. What's all those like? There's like 30 doctors that were announced in like the in the film or something that
Yeah,
people were
no,
annoyed about. I
no.
can't remember what it's called.
But that's all fine. But
But
think about, the world he created with Eccleston and Tennant, and how there was
yeah, that
like,
was perfection.
but it felt like it was moving forward and it respected everything that came before it. And I don't know, man, it feels like he's just gonna have, fuck it. It doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to tie in. I'm just going to do stupid stuff. There was one more example of this that I now can't remember that's completely gone. That he did the series. But anyway, yeah, I just feel like, I don't know. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I see what you mean, but I'm not overly annoyed about that. I think he's just having a play with it and seeing what works. I don't think throwing a face in really matters that much.
It just pisses me off, man. Like, that's not canon.
Yeah.
If
It does
oh
annoy
man.
me that that's what this was, though. Do you remember I told you about this? Do you remember when the trailer got leaked and I said, oh, if you watch the version that's on, that's landscape, not portrait, you
You
see
could
Dave
just
Tennant's
about
face, and you
see
went,
his
no, you
face.
don't, no, you don't. He's not going to be in it. And I thought it was going to be a bit more relevant related to the bi generation or something, or be mean a bit more, but it was just a scam.
It was, I
Yeah,
also
like.
don't get how that gets him out of being a shapeshifter.
What do you mean?
He's like, he's about to be killed by this bounty hunter. He's like, no, I'm not a shapeshifter. I just changed my face. No, but that is what a
Oh, right.
shapeshifter is. You've just proven his point.
Yeah, but I guess he's saying that he's not copying people's faces. He's, well, he kind of does actually on Peter Capaldi, doesn't he, to be fair?
You know what I mean? It just felt like you're not
Yeah.
really. I don't know. I do need to rewatch this, to be fair. But
Yeah, I did as well. Yeah.
I think I've not really got that much to add to the episode. You said there were a few things I hadn't spoken about.
Well, no, this was one of them. And then the only other thing was, did you, it wasn't as obvious in this one, but Susan Twist, did you see her?
Course I did.
Oh,
I
you
actually
did.
have a note that says, was that Susan Twist? But then in the next time trailer, it confirms that it was Susan Twist.
What the picture?
Yeah, the picture.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is this the first time that we've seen Susan Twist without any lines, not actually seeing her?
Oh, that's a good point.
And like, why is her picture there, and why is she not there? Like, why couldn't she have just been one of the people
That's a
dressed
very
up
good point.
and have had a little dance with the doctor or something?
Right,
Why has
okay.
that not happened?
So, if we just go back in time, this is only the second time the Doctor has seen Susan Twist's face.
Is it the ambulance
And this.
and this?
In
Has
73 Yards,
Ruby
just
seen her
Ruby
more than?
Caesar. But the Doctor's like, I recognize that face. I'm like, I've seen her and I've seen Google images all over my fucking feed for the past 6 weeks. Who's this person? Who's this person? And even I was sat looking at that painting going, is that Susan Twist? I don't know. Do you know what I mean? You know, he's seen her once on an ambulance when he was close to death.
Did he even see her face on the ambulance?
I think he did. Yeah, I think he did. Oh, sorry. And then he sees her in Dot and Bubble when it's her
So,
mum.
yeah, but they only see that on the screen when it's her and she sees it on the screen, doesn't she, when she's with Ricky September. The doctor doesn't see her.
No, the Doctor and Ruby both go, oh, I recognize that face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember
So, yeah, I just thought that was a bit interesting. But that, I
that.
suppose, takes us into the next time trailer.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Not that I can actually really remember it. I guess it's just the thought reveal of Steel's Susan Twist, isn't it?
It's the flashes of
Something's coming. There
everyone.
wasn't really a lot. It was a good little cliffhanger, you know, like they're talking about Susan Twist, they keep seeing her face,
Yeah.
something's coming. You see Unit, you see Kate, you see the Doctor, Ruby, you see Mel.
You see
Everything that I knew
Rose.
was coming anyway, so Rose as well, yeah.
You see the
That's the thing
little.
with oh yeah, the little guy. forgot his name. The thing with Doctor Who Unleashed. They also reveal like an exclusive clip at the end of the next episode.
All right, yeah.
And again, the clip was just, I've got to admit, I love the clip where the TARDIS flies in and like skids onto the floor. I think that's
Okay.
class. I think that looks really good. The Doctor coming out and say, "Give me the loving again," that we've seen him say about 20 times already. And then all the only other thing you see is that Rose runs over and gives him a hug. That's all you see. So
Right,
again, it
okay.
gives nothing away really. But a few questions I've got about that is A, if Rose is there, where is Donna? Because they're both meant to be working for UNIT now, I thought.
And if Rose and Donna are
So,
there, where's 14?
yeah, exactly. I mean, 14's retired. I kind of understand if he's not there. But Rose and Donna are meant to be working for UNIT, so should be there. My other question is, where is... I really don't want to say what I'm going to say, but I can't remember her name. Where is the woman, the UNIT woman who's in the wheelchair?
Oh yeah.
She's not there either. So
That's
is her
fine
character
though,
now dismissed
because
because of the other guys there?
I don't mind that they only hire people on wheels.
Oh
I don't hate the idea that UNIT's so big that we only sometimes see certain people. Like I quite liked it when it was just
yeah,
Kate,
true.
because then you can argue that, well, Kate is the department that deals with the Doctor. And there's another department that
Yeah,
deals
they
with the
need to bring
master,
Osgood
and
back,
there's
don't they?
they need to bring Osgood back. I'm not looking forward to next week's episode. I think I've
You're
got a
not.
funny feeling it's going to be quite crap.
What?
The first part of two-parters tend to be quite boring, and
No, think back. Think back the two-parters that we've seen before, finale two-parters as well. You know, Doomsday and that, they're both good episodes. I know the first one's always a lead up to the second one, but they're still good episodes.
I really fucking hate this kid on the Segway. I don't know what it is
Why?
about him. I just don't, on anything he comes on, he's always on like 8 out of 10 cats or Would I Lie to You or something like that. He's so irritating. I tell you what it is he a child or is he an adult?
Honest, I don't know. Do you know what his name is?
No, not off the top of my head.
I don't know.
He did Children in Need last year, and it's just like he's probably very nice, but he just upsets me. And I think there's
Oh,
gonna be
Lenny Rush.
too Lenny Rush, that's it. There's gonna be too many characters in this episode as well, I think. Kate, the Doctor, Rose,
Really?
Ruby, Lenny Rush, Mel.
He's only 15, to be fair.
He's only 15. But that's seven characters. And we still
It's not
haven't
that bad.
really. That's quite a lot.
Yeah, but
That's quite.
think back to Series 4 finale. All of those characters. There's loads
All
there,
those
and they're all in
characters
the
that we'd
TARDIS, and they're as
spent
well.
4 seasons with.
Yeah, but think of the ones you've seen here. The Doctor, Ruby, Kate, you've seen for ages. Mel's a coming back companion. Rose
Mel
is a
doesn't
recurring
count.
companion.
Rose doesn't count.
What do you mean?
How many episodes have you seen with Mel?
Well, no, I haven't, but older fans will have.
Well, I'm not an
She's a
older fan and I'm
recurring
allowed to be selfish about this.
character.
I'm just saying, I don't know.
I've not got an issue with it.
I think it could be a mess. What was the biggest complaint about Jodie's era? What was one of the biggest complaints about Jodie's era?
Yeah.
Too many
Yeah,
people
I
in the
didn't like the
TARDIS.
TARDIS. Yeah, but that was probably more the fact that she called them Fam and TARDIS team. Didn't like that. But and the fact that it was
Okay.
Ravi
What do you
Walsh
think of the
and
Doctor and
the guy
Ruby
that done
calling
nothing.
themselves babes?
I don't have an issue with that. I think it's quite funny. I don't
I
mind
think
it.
it's no cringier than
I think
Fam.
that I didn't like Fam. The thing is with Doctor and Ruby, I feel like there's a connection with them two as really good friends. I feel that connection and I feel that slight development with them. But
But no, but it's
Jodie and
not
her
development.
fam didn't have any connection at all.
No, I'm sorry, I disagree with you. I completely agree. I like their friendship, but it didn't develop into a friendship. It just was a friendship. Their
I still
relationship
feel like
feels like
there's.
season two.
Oh, I don't know.
It feels like we've
I think
missed a
there's more to
season with
them.
them.
I feel like there's been more adventures off screen than we've seen on screen.
No, but
I've
I
not got an
don't
issue
think
with
there
that.
is. I just feel like they went from one to friends and we've missed a whole series of development. But I don't believe they're off having adventures off screen.
Oh, I do, see.
There you go. Interesting.
What was the other thing I was about to say that you just lost my train of thought and it was
Oh,
quite a good.
sorry. I cut you off. I cut
How
off your really
was
good, interesting point that we'll never hear.
that one? Yeah, you did. It was when I was having a rant about
Are too many people in the TARDIS?
Oh, no, that's the question. I can't quite remember what happened at the end of Jodie's series. But obviously, she has, you know, where they all meet back together, don't they? Then they have like the companion group.
Yes.
Mel is at that. She knows all of them are around. Like people like Ace are there, Graham's there. The guy that's actually just passed away, sadly, the
Yeah. Oh,
oldest companion
yeah.
ever.
That is sad, actually. Yeah.
That is sad, yeah. He was there. Why are none of these people around again? Again, they're just left behind.
Oh, because they don't
Like,
spend their life waiting for the doctor. I'm getting to every episode you've done this. Where's this person? Where's that person? They're doing their own thing, man. Give them a break.
Yeah, I know, but I think it'd just be good to sprinkle a few old faces in here and there.
No, there's too many old faces being sprinkled in.
Like, could you imagine if we just watched a Doctor Who episode and you saw Mickey and Martha show up? I mean, we can't have Mickey back in it now for obvious reasons, but you know,
No,
how good
that's
would
just.
that be?
But it wouldn't be good unless there was a reason for it.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. There could be a reason for one episode for them to come back.
But not all at the same time. I don't want Mickey,
No,
Martha,
I don't want them all at the
Jackie,
same time.
Pete. I
No,
don't want all of them there
but...
because they've landed in London and Brad's turned around and gone, oh, but if the doctor's in London, they should all be there in London
I'm
because they all live there.
not saying all at the same time, but you know,
But
Mickey and
that's
Martha were
exactly what you're
together
saying.
when we last saw them. Like, just I want to see either that or Russell T. Davies needs to crack on with these spin-offs and do something. I want to see what's going on with all these other people. All right,
So do
get on
I.
with these spin-offs. Bring Torchwood
But
back.
I.
Bring
Yes.
Jack back. Bring Mickey back. Break the trend. Do something.
Cancel culture, go fuck yourself.
Do that
I would.
parallel world spin-off with Jackie, Pete, Rose, the 10th Doctor, his clone. You know, do it. Just crack on.
I tell you what, a Martha-led Torchwood series would be pretty good.
Yeah, I'd agree with that 100%. I
That's
mean, have
why
you seen
she hasn't popped up
the
in.
new spin-off that's been announced recently?
No, go on.
I didn't even watch any of them, to be fair, which is quite bad. They probably were quite good. You remember the series they done for the anniversary, Tales of the TARDIS?
Oh, yeah.
They're doing an episode of Tales from the TARDIS with the Doctor and Ruby. What are they going to talk about? They've not even done a series yet. Why are
Oh,
they doing that?
apparently, in the Next Time trailer, there is a shot of that TARDIS. So, in Tales of the
Is
TARDIS,
there?
they made a TARDIS that was like put together from all old bits of the TARDIS that they would then sit in and tell their stories in. And apparently,
All
there's a
right.
shot in that TARDIS, but it was only released on Disney Plus's YouTube or Instagram or something.
So I've not seen it then.
So, that's the other
But
thing.
apparently this
Apparently,
episode,
go on.
so this episode's being released like on Thursday, the day before the next episode. So like, what's the need to release it then? Why didn't they just wait till the series ends? But
What do
like,
you mean?
something's going to be in that episode.
Oh,
Why are
the
they
Tales of
releasing
the
that now?
TARDIS thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite interesting.
So I'm going to have to watch that now, which is probably going to be a waste of time, but you know,
That's
got
coming
to watch it.
Thursday before next episode or Thursday before finale?
Thursday for next episode, I think. I mean,
Okay.
literally, I've been watching Doctor Who Unleashed for what, 6 weeks now, and I've seen all I've watched is Stefan do work experience for God knows how long. Just a few little behind the scenes snippets. It's pretty good, to be fair. I do quite like it.
It's
But the
15
work
minutes.
experience
It
thing is
kills
so
some time,
stupid.
doesn't it? So apparently, the Disney Plus trailers and the BBC trailers, in the BBC trailers, they'll like edit out backgrounds and they'll cut characters out. So, you know, you were talking about seeing David Tennant's face in the early trailers. You didn't see it in the BBC ones, but you did see it in the Disney
Oh,
ones.
really?
So apparently Disney are editing out less than the BBC ones are. So that's where you get to see
That's
that
a bit
this
pointless, isn't it?
memory times. What's the fucking point more than anything? Don't you just have one person that sends it to BBC and Disney to do?
Apparently not, no. Apparently they do their own editing.
Just, but they end up with the same trailers, but just a little bit less edited out.
Yeah, pointless, isn't it?
Pointless. Anyway, I think that's all I've got to say for this episode.
Yeah, same here, really. But
Not
I do
looking
look
forward
forward to a
to
rewatch.
out of 10.
And I'm going to give it a solid 6.5, I think.
Oh, okay. I
Can't
think this
remember
is the
what I'd rate it
closest
anything else,
we've
but
been then, to be fair.
I think that's my third lowest rating. So it's middle of the range.
I think it's definitely, I think it's better than Space Babies and Devil's Chord.
Not better than Devil's Board.
Did I like it better than Dot and Bubble? I think I probably didn't, but I need
I
to
did.
rewatch it. Right, anyway.
I'm not rewatching. That's the only episode I don't want to go and rewatch, to be fair. Dot and Bubble. That's probably going to
Really?
be called Gun Those Quad, but
Over
I
Space
just
Bubble,
found it really
Space
boring.
Babies.
Oh, I probably wouldn't rewatch that either, to be fair, but I'd probably rewatch Space Babies before rewatching Dot and Bubble.
Wow, interested. I didn't think I'd hear that. I thought that was going to be your least favorite episode ever.
I think Dot and Bubble is. But I think the main reason I didn't like Dot and Bubble was because, again, it was a back-to-back episode of the Doctor and Ruby not being in it. Well,
Yeah,
Ruby was in the
true,
episode before,
true.
but the Doctor's not been in it. It's like, it's too much.
It's yeah, I do hear you, to be fair. It's poor season editing. Right. Anyway.
Adios, amigos.
Catch you later.